what I'd like to start first with is the American Farm Improvement Act that was introduced by you and Congressman Mahoney. Tell me a little bit about this and what you hope to accomplish with this legislation.
Well, we hope that the American Farm Improvement Act builds on the existing conservation programs in the Farm Bill, but streamlines them and allows more flexibility for conservation plans to be drafted that meet the needs of the ecosystem and allow for the farm to be the focus and not the bureaucratic silos that have been created in all these different alphabet soup worth of conservation programs. So in other words, you would have a pot of money through the Farmland Stewardship Program that would allow you to tailor a conservation plan to a particular property, recognizing that every property is slightly different in terms of its wildlife habitat, its water recharge, its carbon sequestration, its wetlands presence, and all the other issues. And we think that that is better for the producer, better for the landowner, and ultimately it's better for the environment. The other piece of the Farm Improvement Act is its emphasis on homegrown energy and making sure that we're jump-starting the next generation of technologies, particularly along the lines of cellulosic technologies, where you have energy crops and waste products as a result of the traditional food crop that have energy potential, but the technology just isn't quite there yet. So by jump-starting the research and development on cellulosic ethanols, we think that it can play a tremendous role in adding value to existing agricultural commodities.
Well, especially in Florida, and I know Commissioner Bronson has been very active in this area and thinks that there's a lot of potential for Florida to become a leader in that. Do you see that also?
I think that Florida does have tremendous potential in the cellulosic technologies with a near year-round growing season and tremendous acres of formerly mined phosphate lands that offer potential for energy crops. Obviously, we're concerned about urbanization, and so the things that we can do to add value to existing fruit and vegetable crops in Florida or timber allow us to give another stream of income to the farmer and reduce the loss of arable land to development.